This is Health Yeah, your weekly update on what's going on in the health, wellness, and medical world with Monica Robbins.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Health Yeah, your prescription for clear, concise medical health and wellness information. I'm Monica Robbins. This is the podcast I wish I never had to do. So for those of you who are not aware, today is my craniversary. It's October 17th. And 2 years ago today, in 2019, I had brain surgery. I had a craniotomy. I have a meningioma that the tumor is common. 1 in 32,000 people every year develop meningiomas, but mine was a little different. Mine is called a sphenoid wing orbital meningioma, which means it's in the left temporal lobe of my head, and it's behind my eye, and it's pushing my eye out of my head. So I had surgery to remove as much as we could. The reason they couldn't remove it all was because it was on some pretty delicate things like my carotid artery and my optic nerve and on the back of my left eye and in my eye socket. And the majority of the tumor, or a large portion of the tumor, grew into my skull. So I had to have a lot of bone removed. So anyway, we did it, and surgery obviously was successful, and I was able to come back to work just in time to cover the pandemic of 2020. You know, they had to leave behind essentially four tumors. So the one on my optic, the one on my carotid, the one on my left eye, and the one in my eye socket. And every 6 months I was getting MRIs to make sure that these things weren't growing. And I knew all the time that there was a risk of that happening. Well, as luck would have it, the one in my eye socket decided to spread, and it grew into my cavernous sinus. And again, it's likely mostly in my bone. So I have to go back into surgery. And so sometime in mid-December, I will have surgery. Now, what I thought I was going to have to deal with was another craniotomy. So my scar goes from here all the way down around my left ear. So it's about a good 10 inches long. And I thought what they were going to have to do is go back in there and pull my face down, because they have to get into my eye socket. And fortunately for me, I live in Cleveland, and I'm incredibly grateful because there is a new procedure called a transorbital neuroendoscopic surgery, or the TONES procedure. So what's going to happen to me is I may be the seventh patient, at least under 10, at Cleveland Clinic, who just started doing this procedure this past May. They will go in through my eyelid crease. So they'll cut my eyelid crease, and they'll go in and they'll push my eye down, and then they're going to drill out tumor, remove as much tumor as they can. And the tumor that is likely in my orbital bone, they're going to drill that out. And if they need to, they'll have to obviously rebuild me. They will take bone from my right rib, my upper right rib, and cartilage, and they will rebuild what they need to of my face. The problem is we have no idea what we're dealing with until we get in there. It is not uncommon for people with orbital meningiomas for them to grow. The reason we didn't do radiation after the initial surgery was because we hoped they wouldn't grow. And unfortunately mine, you know, typically they grow in 2 to 5 years, and mine decided to make an appearance before my 2 year craniversary. This is going to be a somewhat complicated procedure, but the good news is, who knew you could do brain surgery minimally invasive? And so what they will do is they'll do the surgery. I might be in the hospital for, you know, 2-3 days, maybe, maybe more, maybe less, hopefully. And then in about 8 to 10 weeks, they'll check again to make sure they got everything. And if necessary, perhaps I may need some fixes made, done. So I have a plan. I'm ready. I have a great surgical team. And I will be following my brain surgery like I did the first time because, I'm the health reporter and that's what I do. I just wanted to share this with you. So I will be gone for probably 3 months. And then when I do return, I'll be back for a while and we're not sure yet, but I'm guessing likely I will probably need radiation. How much radiation, how long that will take, well, that's a wait and see. We have to wait and see what happens with my surgery. But I think it's really important for people to know that if you have a tumor like mine, there are now options and you don't have to go through that incredibly invasive procedure again. I have to tell you, I truly believe I'm sitting here before you because of the thoughts and the prayers and the healing energy I receive from Northeast Ohio. I've told you all in the past, I feel like everybody's my family, so I don't know what we're going to do for Thanksgiving and the holidays. But I will tell you, I will do everything in my power to get back on my feet and get back on your podcast and do whatever I do. Now, mind you, this is October 17th. I'm not leaving work yet. I have a number of incredible stories that I will be doing for Channel 3 coming up in November. And I have a few more podcasts that I will drop, but I just wanted to let you all know that I will be disappearing for a while, but not for long. I'll be back. And I also want to thank everyone for your incredible well wishes. And I'm so grateful to live in this community where so many people reach out and really make you feel like family. So I will be seeing you soon. Before then, stay well, everybody.
Please find me on Twitter and Instagram at Monica Robbins. Like and follow my Facebook page, Monica Robbins WKYC. Subscribe and find video podcasts on my YouTube channel, Monica Robbins. Until next time, have a healthy week.
Thanks for listening to Health Yeah with Monica Robbins from WKYC Studios. Subscribe now so you never miss an update. And find more on everything you heard here on WKYC.com and on the WKYC app.